Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Radio that sounds like radio. If you've never heard radio, it's the Cat Named Mo Show.
Show. Appreciate you hanging out with us for the ride. It's just about done. 6 o'clock and we got to get out of here. I got things to do. Appreciate it though.
Funny how secrets travel.
Jerrica, you have done an outstanding job today.
You as well, sir.
Ah, well, thank you. So you're not hating me anymore?
I never hated you.
Ah, yeah. I think I like it better when she hates me.
It's just a dislike, not hate.
No, I want you to hate me. I am going to do my best to get you to hate me, Jerrica. Ben Swig, I know you don't hate me. We're business partners.
A number of love for you,
Mom. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think
earlier in the show, we started talking about working out and riding bikes. I don't think Spike, have you ever worked out this hard in your life? You've been running up and down, picking up guests all day long. It's like it was a revolving door in here.
Wasn't it? But I'm just trying to create value. That's what they say, create value.
You're going
to
go far in this business.
Yeah, let me tell you something. As an intern, that is exactly what he should be doing. I should not see him because he should be all around the place making things happen.
Jerrica, you don't have to hate him. I do.
That's intern Spike right there. He's hanging out with us as he's been doing for the last 3 weeks. We're going to try and keep him around. I like the kid. I'm a cat named Mo, of course. Jerrica.
Yes.
Where are you going to be working tonight? At the regular place, the House of Brews?
Yes, I'm so... You got it right.
I was trying to mess it up, but I forgot what it was actually called. You just got lucky. I thought I was messing it up purposely. You'll be out there at 6:30 to blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
They got any specials out there?
We do. We have our Sea Dog Tower special going on.
Oh.
So it starts at 7. And
what is that, a Sea Dog Tower?
Okay, so like a couple of beers, different beers, like right. Sea Dog Blueberry, and we'll probably change the pumpkin one by now. But anyways, from like 7 to 10, there are $5 beers and $5 appetizers, and then from 7 to 11, I meant to say. It's a tower, so they have prices and they go higher, so the beer goes lower in price the later it gets, and the apps go up a dollar.
Have you started frying the fries?
We do have. It's called an air fryer.
I'm going to ask you again. Have you started frying the fries?
Yes, it's called an air fryer. It fries the fries in a healthier way.
No. First off, anybody eating French fries isn't concerned with health. All right? And it's not fries unless it's in a fryer. That's what I'm going to tell you.
No. All right.
Well, I only have the small kid tonight, a legend. If I do end up with London, he's out, but I might end up with him later on, then we may come up and grab a beer.
Okay.
But if I can't, everybody else go see Jerrica at the House of Brews when she's back there slinging that hooch, as she likes to do. Are you making good money there?
I am, yes. All and right. It's a great place. A great family-oriented place.
Ben, what do you got going on this weekend, brother?
I'm going to probably watch the fight tonight.
There is a big fight. Who's the fight?
George St. Pierre, who hasn't fought in 4 years, is fighting Michael Brisbane. And GSP was one of the best fighters, and he retired. I don't know why or how, or because he was sort of in his prime, and he's coming back tonight. So,
who are you picking to win?
GSP.
When you're watching the UFC fights, They don't typically start till like 11:30, 12, no, right?
The main event, yeah, it doesn't start till about 12:30.
How are you not tired by that? How are you not like,
Because I got a great wife who understands that. For instance, the other night, I think it was a Monday night, the baseball game that went until ended at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Was that
the
final game?
No, it was game five.
Okay.
That was the 12-13 game.
And it went till 5 in the morning?
No, it went till 2. It was game 5. It went to 2 in the morning.
Wow.
It ended at 2 in the morning.
Ooh.
And it was such an exciting game. It was almost as exciting as watching a football game. There was that much action going on in a baseball game.
Let me ask you something.
So
go ahead. You finish your story first.
She understands. You know, she won't get me up on a Sunday. Let me sleep in a little bit and... I just got a great wife.
Well, there you go. I will ask you this. I watch baseball. I don't see the excitement. What's exciting about baseball to you?
I get it. I mean, it's
not being negative.
I'm just saying
I don't see it.
It is not the most excitement-packed every play action as other sports, hockey, football. And I usually don't watch it during the regular season.
Right.
So I follow it. As in watching SportsCenter and recap.
Right.
But I won't, if there's a game on Saturday afternoon, I won't watch it.
Right. And I do understand why it's exciting to the players. And you know, obviously, you know, we love our Rays here, you know, and everybody involved with it. But I'm just saying it's a very, you know, leisurely paced game.
It is. And I think it's a great sport to go live. And watch live because you can just sit back. You know, if you drink a beer, you get a beer. Now, I don't like going to Tropicana Field because it's a little weird watching football. I mean, baseball indoors.
Now, see, a lot of people slam the Trop. When I was doing my sports show, the Omo Sports Show, and I was out there and I had my press credentials. Yes, I did. You heard me right. I loved it. I love the fact that it had a roof over it and all of that. And I will say this about baseball, too. I would infinitely prefer to take my kids to a baseball game than a football game because I think the baseball fans are exponentially
better behaved
yeah.
and nicer than football fans.
Yeah, and the thing about the game, what was so exciting on I think it was Sunday or Monday night, was the Dodgers had the best pitcher in baseball going, and
right.
the Houston, they went up 4-0. And everybody, if you know baseball, you're sitting going, it's done. It's over. I mean, it's only the third, fourth inning.
Right.
But you got the best pitcher on the mound. Anyways, Houston came back, and they tied it. And then Dodgers scored 3 runs, and then Houston came back. And it was just this back and forth. Every inning,
right.
there was a big hit, home run. So it was exciting to watch. It was thrilling. And you can't really usually say that about baseball games.
That is true. I would like to see each pitcher get three pitches. I mean, each batter get 3 pitches.
And that's it.
That's it. 3. Do what you get. You got 3.
They do need to do something to speed up the game.
Yeah.
Because it is ridiculously slow. When the pitcher gets the ball from the catcher and then he takes a walk around the mound, he messes with the rosin bag, he picks his nose.
Yeah, the stealing or not stealing.
They definitely have to speed up. Because that game, I mean, it did go to extra innings, but I think the game was over for 5 hours.
I could never be a baseball player because I would swing at everything. I would have no self-control. I would swing it. If the pitch was all the way, if I had to run to the ball.
Here's the thing also
swing.
About baseball.
Yeah,
is all you have to do is be successful 3 out of 10 times.
3 out of 10 times. What do you mean by that?
So if you're a batter and you get 10 at-bats and you make a hit 3 times,
right.
you bat 300, and you will become a multi-millionaire.
Really?
So that's all you have to do.
That's how hard it is.
That's how hard it is. But if you think about it, like anything else in life,
yeah.
if you did 30%,
yeah,
you fail.
Right? Wow. I ain't realized that about baseball. Maybe you know why I can't watch baseball, too? And I talked about this on the BDRS the other day. Too much spitting. I can't. It's gross. It is gross to me.
As a kid, I got the opportunity to be a ball boy,
right.
Bat boy for the San Francisco Giants.
Right.
And this was when chewing tobacco was a lot more prevalent than it is today. It still is, but they sort of sneak. But you walk in that dugout and your feet squish.
I did it when I would have to.
It is disgusting. And mixed in with seeds and all kinds of. I mean, these are grown men.
I know. To get down to the field when we would do the pregame interview with Joe.
Are you
Madden,
joking?
No.
You had a sports show?
Yeah, it was called the Old Moe Sports Show.
Oh, yeah.
I still have my press pass. It lasted for a month. Then I had Ashy Larry on from the Chappelle Show, and he was smoking weed, and I got blamed for it, and I got fired.
Almost.
It's been a great career. But no, I covered sports for CBS down the street before they emptied out the building.
And what did you cover?
I had a press credential, and I would go to the—
I understand you had a press credential, but what would you talk about?
He would actually go down in the dugout after the game and ask questions like regular press.
I would ask him.
The regular questions, not like regular
questions.
Regular questions weren't coming out of Moe's
mouth. I think I asked Joe one time what his favorite Eagles song was.
Exactly.
I didn't know what to ask. And you know what? You were supposed to— I probably shouldn't say this, but I think I'm talking about— I ain't even like going to the game. I didn't even like going to the game. So after the game, you go down to Joe's office and get the post-game interview. And you take your little recorder or whatever, and you stick it in his face, and people ask questions. If you have one, you ask. Then you got it, and then you cut it up, and then you send it in. You email it so they have the clips in the morning.
Right.
Well, I decided that I'd rather hang out at O'Brien's than go to the baseball games after I realized that I could hold my phone voice recorder up to the television. Get all of the info, boost the audio in my Adobe Audition program, and then email it in.
That is brilliant.
And they wanted me to get fan reactions and so forth, so I would go around to people at the bar. And go, hey, what do you think about them Rays? And I would tell them what to say.
That is an episode of Seinfeld that should have been.
Those were the days. Those were the days I miss.
I just would want to know one question.
What's
you asked
that?
Joe.
I did. I told you. I asked him what, when.
Did you ever ask him baseball questions?
I don't know baseball questions. No.
Oh, bro.
I will say this. This is what I don't get about spitting. And it's not the tobacco. The tobacco spit I get. It's just the spitting of spit. It's like you ever go into a bathroom, clearly you have, and a guy goes.
Okay.
Shut up,
yes,
Jerry.
I have.
Okay. And a guy comes up next to you in the urinal, and he whips his wang out, and then he spits into the urinal. Yeah. I don't get that. This is what I don't get. At no point in my life during the day do I go, what do I do with this excess saliva?
Right,
I never have it. Right. As you do whatever you're doing, there's a constant motion of the saliva taking care of itself. Who are these MFers and it's so disgusting. And I just think, I go, why do you have excess saliva in your mouth? I don't get it.
Or why that then?
Yeah. My mouth produces just enough saliva to allow me to talk. Who are these mojos with all of this excess friggin' saliva in their mouth that they gotta spit, which is a disgusting habit outside of porn, and they have to do all of this stuff?
I'm gonna have to answer this. I still play baseball. I play in the men's baseball league here.
Okay.
And what we do, we put seeds in our mouths because we don't do tobacco anymore. And once you make those quick bursts, it causes your mouth to do something, so you just want to just expel. Okay, just like if you watch a racehorse run, a horse is spitting too.
But what if it's not about? I mean, there's a lot of spitting that's not sunflower seed related. And what about the guy in the bar that just walks in? And it's like, so you were sitting at that bar all that time and was saliva building up and you didn't know what to do with it.
And you were waiting to go to the bathroom.
And you're waiting to go to the bathroom and you got to, and it's almost like they do, it's mechanical. I go to the bath, if I'm standing in front of a urinal, I got to spit. What do you do at home? Do you do that? When you stand, it's just, I don't get it.
You should ask Joe.
There's the question I should have asked Joe. All right, listen, Ben. I love you. You're my buddy. All right?
Same here, man.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
You
whatever
do
it is you do, enjoy the fights. Jerrica's going to be out at the House of Brews on Van Dyke and Del Mabry from about 6:30 until they close. Going out there and support her. I might try and make it out there for one if I end up with a babysitter. We'll see. Maybe me and Melanie. Intern Spike.
Can't wait till next week.
You was dynamite, baby. You was dynamite.
Much love.
All right. We'll be back next week, like Spike said. This is the Cat Named Mo Show. Have a great weekend.
Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.